980-93-3-K-O-K-A. This is Pastor CJ on your radio this afternoon, and I am excited because I am joined over the phone with Shreveport City Councilwoman of District B. That's Councilwoman Lavette Fuller. Councilwoman, how are you doing?
I am great, Melvin. I'm talking to you, Pastor CJ. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. And let me just say, I am so excited about all of the work that you have done since being elected on the Shreveport City Council. You certainly have been a voice for the people. So thank you for the work that you have been doing on the council. And I'm also looking forward to talk to you about some things that are happening now. I know you were all over the news yesterday about an investigation that you are requesting as it relates to the Shreveport Police Department, and you're requesting an outside agency, an agency outside of not just the parish, not just the city, not just the state, but an agency outside to conduct such an investigation with the Shreveport Police Department. Can you tell us the reason why we need this investigation, and how do you plan to go about doing that?
Yes, thank you so much. Today the council is looking at Resolution 83, asking the Department of Justice, the U.S. Department of Justice, to come in and do what is called a pattern or process investigation of our entire police department. This would go through reports. It would go to police reports. It would go to policies, procedures, arrests. It would interview members of the police force, members of the community, other members of the criminal justice organizations in our community to get an understanding of what issues we might have and whether or not they are a part of the culture or if they are individuals. People talk a lot about bad apples. We know that the majority of our police are very good. We know that they care about our community. They signed up for the job to serve and protect. But they say that it could just be a few bad apples, but you have to root that out because one bad apple can take over the rest of your basket.
Right.
So what I'm asking for is coming about because we've had a lot of issues, especially since I've been elected. In the last 18 months, probably before, but with me, with Anthony Childs, Mr. Childs was shot by police. It was ruled a suicide. But we think that there's more to it than that. And we have issues not just with that, but recently we've had two men that died during involvement with the police. You can call it death in custody. And that happened in April, but the city council was not made aware of it until near the end of May. Mm-hmm. When you add to that eight officers were indicted for excessive use of force. It was malfeasance in office, but it's pointing specifically to excessive use of force. Eight officers for something that happened back in January. We made national news for that. These issues are the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, for the issues that we might be having and are having. We have officers that are leaving and moving to Dallas. They're moving to smaller suburbs of Dallas. They're moving even to Bossier because the pay is better, but they also feel like the quality of the work that they do is not being celebrated and appreciated within Shreveport's offices. Our officers deserve the best possible work environment. It's for their safety because they do a very dangerous job for us.
Wow.
And so we need to find out if the issues that we are having are because of an underlying issue with training, an underlying issue with bias throughout the department. And we're not going to be able to figure that out locally on our own.
Wow. Let me just say to you, Councilwoman, what are some of the steps that citizens who support this legislation, I know it will be voted on today, what would you recommend that they do before the council meeting that is taking place today? Could you let us know the time and what could citizens do before that time?
Before 2 o'clock, you can do a citizen's request to speak form online and put in your comments so they can be read during our meeting at 3 o'clock. And it's not too late right now to email your city council member, email or call them and let them know that you support this resolution.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, City Councilwoman. And, of course, continue to fight for the people, continue to be the voice of the people, and continue to do the great work that you're doing.
I will, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate your support and your prayers. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Keep your radio locked right here to Shreveport's number one gospel station, 980-933-KOKA.